This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We urge everyone to allow us to deal with our domestic challenges in order to achieve our national goals without undue interference. We have not and will never empower our law enforcement agents to shoot to kill any individual suspected of drug crimes. And yet, under our established rules of engagement, our police have the right to defend themselves when their lives are threatened. Extrajudicial killings has no place in our society and in our criminal justice system.
That was Philippines Foreign Secretary Yase Perfecto during his speech at the recent UN General Assembly. He explains his government's war on drugs has been widely misunderstood and has grabbed international headlines for all the wrong reasons. Today marks the 100th day in office for Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. The outspoken leader has sparked a global outcry over his anti-illegal drugs campaign so far. The cleansing has killed 1,000 people, while over 700,000 have surrendered within just 3 months. Human rights bodies believe the anti-drug campaign undermines justice. But is this a fair statement? Ranjit Rai is an assistant professor at the Department of Political Science in the University of the Philippines. He weighs in on the issue.
I think it's a fair statement, but it's a statement that the president has already realized when he started the war on drugs. The idea of the president is that the issue of drugs in the Philippines has become so big that it presents a clear and present danger to the state. His notion is that the state must do something to curtail this growing menace. While it's not the only problem of the country, and maybe not be the most important problem of the country at the moment, it is an urgent one that needs to be resolved as soon as possible. He wants to significantly reduce the supply, the network, the size of the syndicates running this vice. He's also arguing because it's not just a menace to society, it's also a source of corruption as far as the state is concerned. So he's mentioned often about narco-politics. High up the leadership chain, drug syndicates have reached generals in the police, politicians, local and national. So he believes that the state has to play a key role in changing the dynamics as far as this issue is concerned. Yes, it will create more violence, and that's what he has been saying. But the status quo, which is to do nothing, is unacceptable as far as he's concerned. Right now, the problem requires some use of force. So in my view, it will create a lot more death. And unfortunately, given the inefficiency of things, there might be collateral damage.
Meanwhile, according to a national survey in the Philippines, Filipinos are satisfied with the current Duterte administration and its war on drugs program, despite receiving bad press from the media. However, Ranjit believes the program has its weaknesses.
It's too early to say it's a success, but despite all the noise, people actually approve government's work on certain programs. The only empirical data that I can show you is the most recent survey which came out today, that people are satisfied with the government and the leadership of the president. And that's not just half, but three-fourths of the population. So while the perception outside is that there's great dissent, there's actually no strong public outcry against the program. It's wildly popular, and people are supportive of it, despite the controversies and problems surrounding it, which are real and have to be addressed as far as I'm concerned. That being said, it's only been 3 months. It's too early to start assessing success or failure. The program is far from perfect, and the government is realizing that certain key elements of an anti-drug program have to be beefed up.
Ranjit outlines the anti-drug campaign should work on other means to eradicate drugs besides mass killings.
But the problem is still there. A lot of communities have been rid of drug gangs that have taken control of streets and neighborhoods. So it's too early to say, is it working? To some degree, there's some effectiveness has been achieved, but the problem is still so complex and gargantuan. You really can't achieve anything in such a short period of time. Which is why I'm advocating that the program be rethought and that elements of it be strengthened, such as education, the issue of rehabilitation, a greater emphasis on program planning. You have 700,000 addicts, how will you rehabilitate them? How much money will the state spend on rehabilitation? And given the current infrastructure, There's actually no way possible to rehabilitate all of these people for a long period of time unless we build new rehab centers. And the other pillars of the anti-drug campaign, like education, community building programs, have to also be in place aside from enforcement. So while there's some initial success, as for example, crime has actually gone down during the first 2 months of the anti-drug campaign, but one can't say it's a success.
He believes that the drug war by Duterte's administration will cause a ripple effect.
Government is also looking at how their initiatives have driven up the price of drugs, how the proliferation is somewhat affected and supply has been affected, and how their initiatives against drugs have also affected other crimes. You see, the kind of drug that's being used in the Philippines widely is called shabu, which is methamphetamines. It's a poor man's cocaine. It's easy to produce, it's cheap, and the market for it in the Philippines is very big. The problem with that is that a lot of poor people who use it get addicted to it and will require heavy doses of it on a daily basis. For those people who don't have money, they go to crime, and it's a criminality that pays for the addiction. Now that you've taken many of the addicts and the rehabilitated the addicts and put to jail the pushers, there's not just a decline in, as far as the drug campaign is concerned. Other crimes, petty crimes, also go down. Crimes against property also go down. So you see, you handle one issue, drugs, other crimes are also affected positively. So a cross-cutting impact as far as criminality is concerned. So that's why he wanted to focus on it.
Critics have argued Duterte is using his anti-drug campaign to mask his inability to produce policies to alleviate poverty, which is a major concern among Filipinos. Ranjit, however, disagrees.
The team he got in place is actually a very good team, and the budget he's passing for year 2017 is a lot of resources going to poverty alleviation and to social development, areas like education and health. Yes, of course, there's an inordinate emphasis on anti-drugs, but it's not to mask anything, merely to emphasize an urgent, clear and present danger. But there are other programs of government that haven't been highlighted. It's not more important. He's gotten a very good economic team. They've just come up with a very good budget. They're going to roll out a medium development plan, framework for development, which is going to be published. It's also against corruption. Wants to strengthen institutions as far as the state is concerned, specifically in terms of managerial capability and in terms of being able to implement programs and deliver goods and services. So there are lots of other elements to his own governance plan. While not highlighted, but they do exist. An important part is, of course, the peace process. Very early on, unlike other presidents, he gave communist rebels who were part of an insurgency for the last 30, 40 years.
Though Duterte may not be perfect, Ranjit believes that he is a president who is learning quickly on the job.
Seriously, looking into it, of course, the program is lacking in many, many ways. But he had to start somewhere, and he had to initiate some form of change as far as public administration is concerned on this issue. As soon as he got inaugurated, he hit the ground running as far as this issue is concerned. And I think there's recognition that the program needs to be improved. So many things have to be changed. And the approach in Davao, while characterized by strong leadership, focused and decisive leadership, it may be a tad bit more complex if elevated to the national level. So he realizes that. I think there's also some recalibration happening at the national level. While he was effective in Davao, he's now realizing there are a lot of things that need to be done for the same kind of results to be realized. And it will take some more time.
Ranjit explains that each policy proposed by the Duterte administration is results-based and will be widely accepted if it works, regardless of controversies.
There's so much misperception outside of how great the problem is, but people forget domestically and internationally, there's no public outcry against the war on drugs. It's so unpopular, why aren't people out in the streets? Because a minority of people, the program has already created some change. Some positive change at the village level. And this is why a lot of people are supporting it still. So we're hoping that the president and the team will just focus on implementing, executing more effectively and efficiently and getting performance realized. So if they do that, then more people will continue supporting even controversial programs. But he's learning on the job, and he's very focused on the idea that he'd rather do the right thing, get things done, than be popular. A lot of people still admire him for that, so we're hoping that he will continue to perform.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.